Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, January 4th. There's no fountain of youth to make people look younger, but there is one for stars. It's a process that sounds like something from a horror movie, stealing life from another star. A good example is in Fornax, the furnace, which is low in the south at nightfall. The constellation has only one moderately bright star, Alpha Fornacis. It's 46 light-years away. To the eye alone, it's not much to look at, but binoculars reveal two stars. One of them is bigger and heavier than the Sun. Because of its greater mass, it's nearing the end of its life, even though it's almost 2 billion years younger than the Sun. The other visible star is smaller than the Sun, and its surface is cooler, so it glows orange. Yet it should be even redder than it is, and that's where the story of rejuvenation comes in. The star is a blue straggler. That means its color has shifted to bluer wavelengths. That might be because it merged with another star. The merger would rev up the nuclear reactions in its core, making it hotter and bluer. On the other hand, it might have changed color by simply stealing gas from a third star in the system. This extra star was discovered in 2016. It's a white dwarf, a stellar corpse. It's about half as massive as the Sun, and it's quite close to the blue straggler, so the straggler might have siphoned away the star's life, taking some of its gas to rejuvenate its own appearance. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.